Hey, this is TA calling in from Singy again. I got cut off, I think, because I was trying to get my face out of the wind. It is a rather stiff, brisk wind coming in my nose. Not exactly sure what the temperature is. Maybe minus 6 or 8. It sort of feels like it was cool today. Had good skiing conditions. Our skis actually slid, so that was very exciting. And definitely a cold, brisk wind on our backside. So much so that I added an extra layer on my legs today for the first time. But those cold conditions meant that we slid very well. We made very good time today, about under 4 hours to get here. We skied 12K, had our first lunch in a wind hut, which is a small hut that gets you out of the wind, which is fabulous given how crisp and windy it is when you sort of stand in the wind. And then we had our second lunch here at Singy. I'm standing looking at the cabin that we're staying at, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chimneys. I think each small room has a little wood stove so that you can have as much heat or as little heat. We don't have a drying room in this hut, so we're drying mitts and gloves and socks and boots near our little, in our room. We have an 9-bed room tonight, and then a smaller room off to the one side. Just our group in that one, and then we're sharing the cabin with a group who's been snowshoeing the Kungsleden from Belgium. So we on the Kungsleden, you can ski, you can snowshoe, you could hike, I guess, over the winter snow. And even last night at the end, we saw some fat bikers, so some people bicycling. We have seen scooters, or what they this we call scooters, we would call snowmobiles. So there's a lot of different ways to be out enjoying these Swedish mountains in the winter, and then in the summertime, people mostly hike the King's Route. Tomorrow we'll leave the King's Route. The King's Route is a 400K route that goes north to south, and we'll head off to go to Kebnekaise Mountain Station tomorrow. So, and then we'll say goodbye to the group as they head out, and Marion and I will stay and see if we've got good enough weather to make an attempt on Kebnekaise, the highest peak in Sweden. So having a fabulous day, lovely to see these beautiful mountains we're traveling in. Good to be out enjoying human movement, and hopefully you're enjoying some of the little fire and ice activities we've suggested. And we will catch you from tomorrow from Kebnekaise. Hopefully the phone continues to play nice. And we'll give you an update on how our last day of skiing went. It's been fabulous here out in the snow and ice portion of the Fire and Ice 2017. And hope you have a great day, because I know we're a little bit ahead of you. Enjoying all of the sunlight that comes with being at 69 degrees north. And I'm going to turn my tail to the wind and wish you well. Take care. Bye.